The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following is a conversation between Brad Smith, CEO of Candid, and Denver Frederick, host of The Business of Giving on AM 970 The Answer WNYM in New York City.
It's still early in 2019, but we already know that one of the most significant developments in the world of philanthropy for this year will be the merger of the two largest data and information nonprofit organizations, the Foundation Center and GuideStar. And here to discuss this with us is Brad Smith, the former head of the Foundation Center and now the CEO of this new entity, which is called Candid. Good evening, Brad.
Good to talk to you, Denver.
Boy, this is exciting news. How long has this been in the works, and what was the impetus behind this merger?
Yeah, the first conversations actually date all the way back to early 2009 when I had recently become the president of Foundation Center and reached out to Bob Ottenhoff, who was then the GuideStar president. We began to talk about, you know, the fact that there really hadn't been much collaboration between the two organizations, that maybe we should start to explore that. And that those talks continued to mature. And in early 2012, we actually hired an external consulting firm to make the case for merging the two organizations. And at the time, they came back with kind of a surprising answer, which surprised them and us, that said, wait a minute, not so fast. You're actually quite different. The way you handle information and data is really quite distinct. And actually, the audiences you serve don't overlap that much. But here's what you could do to work together, save costs. So we started down that path. We negotiated some things like joint outsourcing agreements. We worked on some joint projects. And Jacob Harrell came into GuideStar at the end of 2012. We continued those explorations, and in 2017, we brought back the same consultants early in the year. And this time around, they said, we think it makes perfect sense. Both organizations have evolved. The field has really changed, and technology's changed. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things is that the 990 tax returns filed by nonprofits and foundations now are, or at least the bulk of them, are made available as machine-readable open data. So that changes your cost structure. It changes the whole nature of producing information on the field. And we think that both organizations have really evolved to the point where this makes great sense.
You know, and such an interesting name, Candid, followed by a period. How did you land on that?
Yes. Well, it's a fascinating process. And I've been through branding exercises that were really kind of frustrating, where you kind of felt like you were paying a consulting firm to basically learn about your organization and then recycle your ideas to you. But we did an RFP, which is the way you're supposed to do these things, and we picked a really great firm called Open.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a lot of time looking at the brands in the field, the taglines in the field, the mission statements in the field. They read a lot of our own historical information. Remember, Foundation Center goes back to 1956, and GuideStar goes back to the birth of the internet in the mid-90s. And they started to come up with this idea of one-word names. We'd already decided that we weren't going to call it Foundation Center. We did want to consider GuideStar as a strong brand, as mm-hmm. one of the potential names, but overall, the staff and the leadership felt if we could come up with a new name, it would really help create this kind of new organization. And when they hit upon the word Candid, we all kind of scratched our heads and said, huh? And then the more we began to think about it, it does a lot of work for one word. It captures the historical approach of both organizations to information about the sector. Both of us have built up reputations for being fair and objective in producing information that people can trust, which is an incredibly valued asset in today's information-weary world. The other thing it does is it works really well as an adjective. It's a real word. It's not one of those kind of, you know, pseudo-Latin words that people come up with.
Right.
And just begin to imagine, like, GuideStar has a really good report they do every year on a GuideStar report on non nonprofit compensation. Mm-hmm. Think of that as the candid report on nonprofit compensation. And you begin to get ideas of how this can be used. And together with the style guides and the kind of visual look we want to give the new organization, we felt it conveyed both the historical ethos of the organization, but also something that was kind of fresh and modern.
Yeah, I agree. And I like it. Is there an estimated cost of what it's going to take to put the two organizations together? And do you have plans to try to go out and raise some of that money?
Yeah, we do. We have put together a campaign, a capital campaign. And, you know, part of the campaign is really about the actual integration of both organizations, which is the overall campaign is around $50 million. Mm. And within that, about $18 or $19 million over 3 years is actually the physical and cultural integration of the two organizations. Those costs, some people ask, well, why does it cost that much? We're quite different than a lot of nonprofits, and we're not sort of, you know, service organizations that have a website. We have huge stores of data, content, video. We do a lot of machine learning. Between the two of us, we have 30 different business systems because we have budgeting, accounting, time allocation, order processing, you know, credit card transactions, all that kind of stuff because mm-hmm. of, you know, we have earned income through subscription products. And integrating, bringing all those systems together and making the right decisions requires a lot of professional services, software expenses, and even things like cloud expenses. We're consolidating most of our data and web properties and software applications in the Amazon cloud for lots of reasons. So all that costs quite a bit of money and takes time. So that's a big chunk of it. The rest of it is for ongoing general support from likely funders because we also were quite unique in that we have over 16 million people that use our information 24/7. So we have to keep running the whole time we're building this new airplane. So we have to keep flying it. So the general support is really important, especially for the 99% or more of people that use our service absolutely free. And then there's another piece of it, which is to strengthen the reserves that the Foundation Center is bringing in, because reserves are important for the long-term viability of the organization. And then something kind of experimental, which is an internal venture fund, where we can actually loan ourselves money as if it was internal venture capital to develop new products and services that we can then pay back to this fund. So that all adds up to a lot of money. And, you know, we're doing well with the fundraising. We definitely have not reached that goal, but the response of foundations has been very encouraging.
Yeah, well, that's great. And it's great to have a little bit of money for innovation and opportunities that come along and that you're not completely pinned down. Finally, Brad, for the consumer who uses this data, what will be the benefit to them of this combined entity?
Yeah, the immediate benefits are people going to see. And one of the messages we have is that if you're already using Foundation Center and GuideStar products like Charity Check or GuideStar mm-hmm. Professional or Foundation Directory Online, that you will continue to get the same kind of quality and service that you've been getting. In the relatively short term, you'll begin to see richer information in those products as we begin to sort of cross-pollinate those products and services with the GuideStar information about nonprofits and the Foundation Center information about foundations and grants, and particularly a lot of the international information that Foundation Center brings. Also, we're going to be doing something which is a little geeky, but it's we're going to be using machine learning to auto-code all of the GuideStar data, what that will mean for the user is it'll be you have a much better search experience. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be tied as much to knowing broadly what an organization does or what the exact name of the organization is. And that information is really important because that information not only flows through GuideStar's products, but if you use Amazon Smile, for example, if you pick a nonprofit to have, I think it's 0.05% of your purchases you make on Amazon be donated to that nonprofit, the information you're getting about that nonprofit is coming from GuideStar. Similar on Facebook, there's a data pipe from GuideStar into Facebook that allows you to create a campaign for your favorite nonprofit. With this information now being auto-coded and enriched, you're going to be able to search, for example, by a cause. Let's say you want to fund toxic waste sort of treatment or environmental, you know, consequences of toxic waste in a given state or something, you'll be able to sort of type in a natural language phrase and get a whole list of organizations that are working on that issue rather than you know, picking, knowing the organization in advance. And then I think a little further down the road, we do have ideas for new products and services that will make possible. And I think one of the biggest wins is that the two organizations together will be able to bring much more standardization of information to the field and a lot less duplication of effort. Right now, a nonprofit, you know, has to fill out the same organizational information about themselves on a zillion different platforms for a zillion different purposes. We feel the weight of the new organization will make it possible to make the profiles that people fill out that are now part of Candid sort of flow through grant application systems, even perhaps government contracting. And we'll just be able to sort of reduce the waste and so that nonprofits can really get to doing the work they want to do to make the world better.
Wow, this is all very exciting. I want to thank you so much, Brad. And I also hope that this serves as a model and an inspiration of sorts for some other organization in the sector who would really do well to combine their efforts with another entity. Really, the best of luck to you and Jacob in this new venture.
Well, thanks so much, and thanks for everything you do for the field as well.
Okay, well, thank you, Brad.
The Business of Giving can be heard every Sunday evening between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern on AM 970 The Answer in New York and on iHeartRadio. You can follow us at Biz of Give on Twitter and at Facebook.com/Business of Giving.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.